Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
You have tuned in to Capital Irish Broadcasting on 106.1 FM, coming to you from Access Studios here in Wellington. And we come to you every Sunday at noon to tell you everything about Ireland or Irish things happening in Wellington and around the country. And this, of all weeks, is a very special week for all of us. Of course, St. Patrick's Week. And we're broadcasting on the 12th of March, a little few days before. But nonetheless, we're very excited because this very afternoon, there's the St. Patrick's Day Parade, St. Patrick's Parade. So if you've got nothing planned, head down to Te Papa, 1 o'clock, and you'll see the parade starting there and going as far as Queen's Wharf, where it's going to be a giant concert. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be dancing by all the best dancers in the world, singing by a great little group of mostly 4 to 10 year olds, but they are, will be such so lovely, and they've learned their Irish songs and music, and from all sorts of very important musicians here in Wellington. It's just going to be great crack and Ciol Le Chéile. So that's wishing you all a very happy week from everybody in Capital Irish, but particularly from myself, Alice Paul. And I hope that you'll enjoy today's show because we have a big treat in store. We've got a very important guest here, and her name is Aislinn Ryan. Very welcome to the show, Aislinn.
Oh, thank you, Alice. It's so nice to be here.
Yeah. I have to admit, I've known Aislinn since she was about 4, and from the very famous Ryan family of dancers, all the dancers, Eleanor and EJ and yourself, Caitlin. And Caitlin. And your dad, who was in the symphony orchestra, and your mum, who was also in it once upon a time, musical family to the core. And Aislinn took off overseas for how many years?
Oh, goodness. A long time. But that was 2 stints.
Okay.
The first stint was in Ireland and dancing around the world. And then the second one was in London.
Right. And when you said dancing around the world, we're really going to ask you lots of things about that, Aislinn. But the main reason that Aislinn has agreed to come in here today is she is now the general manager of the New Zealand String Quartet here in Wellington. And there's you've prepared and got ready this fantastic, unique event. So I'll just leave it to you to tell our audience what's happening.
Yeah,
17th
sure.
of March.
Thanks, Alice. So we do have a very special event lined up for St. Patrick's Day. I've been delighted to come home to Wellington and take on the role of general manager at the New Zealand String Quartet, which I guess most people would align with classical music and standard classical repertoire. But really, the quartet strives to be a quartet for all New Zealanders. So right. With St. Patrick's Day looming and with such a wonderful Irish community here in New Zealand, I was really keen to mark that. And we're so fortunate that there's a fantastic Irish composer and multi-instrumentalist, Dave Flynn, who is currently in New Zealand. And he got in touch with me some months ago. He's done a little bit of work with the quartet previously. He does a lot of traditional Irish music, but also contemporary classical. And he's composed a few string quartets with a real Irish traditional kind of flavour to them.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and the quartet had already played some of his work. In fact, they played it as recently as their 2022 national tour. So it's very fresh in their minds, his work. And he came to me and said, how about we do some more collaborating? And with St. Patrick's Day finally kind of back in the swing of things, kind of post-COVID, just felt like a perfect opportunity to celebrate this beautiful fusion of classical music and Irish traditional music, which I guess to many people wouldn't feel like an obvious marriage of genres.
No.
But Dave really is a master of this. He did his PhD in this area, this kind of cross-genre. He's known for genre jumping.
Yes.
So he's really an expert at this. So I think we're very lucky that he's involved. And the quartet are super excited to present this to Wellington audiences.
Yes, because, you know, when you mention Irish music or singing to people, they tend to think diddly eye. Yeah. And this is raising the bar, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lovely, I think it's even challenging for the quartet as well to think in a different way or use a different musical language. Mm-hmm. So we have a fantastic, Dave himself will be performing. But we also have three fantastic local traditional Irish musicians who I'm sure some of the audience know.
Yes.
So the lovely Duncan Davidson on accordion,
of course,
who we obviously know
brilliant.
So well.
Yes.
Em Griffiths on fiddle, who she's just fantastic. And I know she's a very... She's offered at the Welsh Dragon Bar for the trad sessions and does a lot there. And the lovely Anya Gallagher on flute. She's a fairly recent recruit to New Zealand. She's been here for 4 years, I believe, originally from Dublin, and a lovely flute player and singer. She'll be singing on the night too.
Really? So has he composed the songs as well?
So what he's done, it's really interesting actually. He's arranged a whole lot of traditional music, and it's really beautiful, like vast spectrum of music. So from O'Carolan from the 17th century.
Harpist.
He's arranged some of O'Carolan's work, and he's kind of moved through the centuries right up to present day, and he's in some work by the likes of Brendan Bagley. But also peppered throughout the program will be some of his contemporary classical work that has really strong Irish flavour to it.
Wow.
It'd probably be quite a different sound to what Irish traditional audiences would be used to. So it's going to be quite an interesting blend.
Mm. And then the venue, Ashton, tell us a bit about that.
That's right. So it's going to be at the Public Trust Hall on Lambton Quay, which is a fairly new venue. I think it actually opened its doors in 2019, but then of course
with the COVID,
before COVID. So it still feels quite new. Really beautiful space, great location, right in the middle of town there. And we've decided to have an early concert. We're going to do it at 6:30 p.m. on St. Patrick's evening, Friday the 17th. With the view to the fact that people will hopefully come straight from work.
Afterwards.
Exactly. Come to the pub afterwards. I know that Dermot Dunn at T4 has kindly been advertising the concert for us. And I think it's not a very long concert.
Good.
It'll be about an hour of music, and we have a chance for the audience to ask Dave a few questions about his music at the end as well.
And can you get tickets on the door, or do you have to pre-book?
Well, in theory, you can get them at the door, but
if there's any left.
So it's been up on sale on Event Finder. The name of the concert is Irish Airs and Graces. We're super delighted that Alti McGuinness has sponsored the event.
Oh, they're great, aren't
which
they?
Is amazing. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to welcoming the McGuinness family.
Did you know they also sponsor us here?
Oh, they do. Oh, well, there we go.
Sponsor this radio show.
Thank you, Alti McGuinness.
There's nothing that they don't sponsor.
They're brilliant.
Amazing.
So great. Mm-hmm. So,
also, that's great. So they're sponsoring it.
We've also had some support from Culture Ireland, which is amazing.
Great.
And the Public Trust Hall itself does partner with us.
How much would a ticket cost?
So an adult ticket is $35.
Oh, that's for nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, we wanted to make it as accessible as possible. We've also got student tickets. We've got children's tickets for $10.
My goodness, that's
so
great.
Really, we wanted to make it...
Bringing it to the people.
Yeah, it's a really international event. And
it's like a St. Patrick's Day present.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to really celebrate the day that's in it.
That's great.
With amazing
that's
musicians.
The 17th of March. Yeah. Ashton, why don't we listen to something, of Dave's compositions here, and you can introduce it.
Sure. So we're going to play a short excerpt from the Cuis Polkas, which is a private live recording performed by Dave Flynn, Mick O'Brien, Brendan Bagley, and the Contempo Quartet in Ireland. So really lovely upbeat polkas for the day that's in it. Thank you.
Beautiful. That's lovely. Thank you, Ashley, for introducing us to David Flynn's lovely music. And don't forget now, Ashlyn's just been telling me while that was on, the tickets are almost, well, two-thirds gone.
Yeah, we're delighted. Clearly it's an interesting event for people, and we're so pleased that we're about two-thirds full already.
Two-thirds full. So get onto the Event Finder, isn't
event
it?
Event Finder, Irish Airs and Graces. Yes.
Irish Airs and Graces. So there you go. That's a must for St. Patrick's Night. Only an hour and a half or whatever. Still plenty of time to go to the pub and kick heels up. But just to remind you, you've tuned in to Capital Irish, coming to you from Wellington on 106.1 FM. I'm Alice Paul, and Marion Grealis is on our controls today. She'll tell us when we've talked enough and put the music on for us. And of course, we wouldn't be here at all without our sponsors. As it was said before, Susie and Peter McGuinness, the Wellington Irish Trust, and the Hunt Valley Irish Society. So thank you so much for your sponsorship, and keeps us our show on the road. And just to let you know, one other important thing about St. Patrick's Day, there's a big lunch going to happen at Parliament. You can still get tickets for that through the Tara, or the Friends of Ireland Trust. And there's the Irish Minister for Agriculture, Food and Marine, Charlie McConnellog. He's from Donegal, but it's not a name I'm familiar with. But I've looked at him, his presentations on YouTube, and he's really, you know, one of the modern, new, dynamic, I would say, TDs. So that would be a great, it's quite an expensive lunch, but if you have a group of friends, it's a lovely thing to do for St. Patrick's Day. So Ashlyn Ryan is my guest today. And Ashlyn, as I said before, is the new general manager of the New Zealand String Quartet. But Ashlyn has had a few strings to her bow. You started your dancing career, Ashlyn, as a 4 or 5 year old with the Kildon School of Dancing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a long time ago now, sadly.
Yeah, and then you progressed to being, I'm jumping a lot, the principal dancer in Riverdance from 204 to 210.
2004.
Yeah, what did I say?
2004, yes, 2004 until 2008. I then came back to New Zealand to do my degree, but I did get to go back to Riverdance in 2010 for a special tour of China.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, again, it feels like a long time ago.
I know it does. But of course, we all had a claim to fame knowing that we knew a dancer with Riverdance.
Oh, you're very kind.
But you've danced, in North America, Europe, as well as China.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, with we all, as if you're a dancer, I mean, that would be the pinnacle, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, for me at the time, absolutely. Yeah. And I still do pinch myself to think that I had that opportunity. I was so fortunate.
Well, you were very good.
Oh, you're very
That's
kind.
One of the reasons.
No, but we had a really great gang of us here in Wellington.
Yes.
And thinking of, you know, St. Patrick's Day coming up, sure, that was the busiest day of our year. We used to take the day off school, and we would be at the Irish breakfast at Molly Malone's.
That's
remember back in the day?
Right,
again, the
that.
McGuinness family ran the Irish breakfast. We'd go in and dance at that. Mm-hmm. And then we'd be visiting old people's homes, and we'd be dancing in schools. And then we'd be in all the pubs from the afternoon onwards. It was the biggest day of our year at St.
My
Patrick's
goodness.
Day. And so I'm so excited for all the young people who are involved this year as well with the parade and the concert after the parade. It's It is a really special time, special time of year for everyone.
It really is. And then you, I keep jumping, you know, because people will be very interested, Ashlyn, because as I say, you were a real household name here when you were dancing with the Riverdance. But you also married one of the lead dancers, the principal dancers in Riverdance, correct?
Well, we're not married, much to my father's disgust.
Oh, sorry.
But
Willie.
Yes. My partner was also, he was also the principal dancer of Riverdance.
Yeah.
So a
little
bit of a twee story there. I'm actually blushing. Thank God this is radio and not TV.
That's okay.
Yeah, Brendan would be horrified if he knew we were talking about this. I'll just not tell him.
Don't let him listen to the show.
Exactly.
So, but he comes from Belfast.
He's from Belfast, mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's we've just moved back here to Wellington just in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Sure, he'd been here a good few times, but, you know, it's a whole new experience for him too.
It is a whole new experience.
Yeah.
And cross-cultural marriage or, yeah,
or not marriage
partnership is a you know, it's hard for the person who's to leave home.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then you spent those years in London and you've got two lovely little children,
yeah,
and it is hard to be away from the grandparents on that.
So yeah,
lots
no,
of challenges.
It is hard, but I think most of the people listening today will probably share those challenges.
Absolutely,
and we all know
definitely.
How hard it is. But thank goodness for Zoom and FaceTime and all of that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, we're lucky.
And do either of you miss your dancing? Because I'm presuming you're not dancing. Are you doing Kayleigh's?
I haven't in the last few years. As you mentioned, I've got two small children and it's just been really hard to add anything to our schedule.
Yeah.
But I have to say the two of them seem to love the music and the dancing. So even though I'm not formally teaching at the moment, we do have our own little family Kayleigh's at home.
They do? Oh, that's
so
lovely.
And maybe in time they'll get involved.
Isn't that fantastic? What lucky kids they are.
Oh, well.
Yeah, It'll be a bit like when the four of you were dancing, you four sisters.
Yeah, and we were out at your place a lot in the hut, Alice, with your boys.
Yes,
playing the music
Jerry
and dancing.
And
it was lovely.
Yeah, we had some great times going to the Feshes.
Sure did. It was brilliant.
It was great. It was a very vibrant time for Irish music, and we're trying to, I suppose, capture that again.
Yeah.
For example, in the little group that are singing today,
yes.
I'll say today because it's on Sunday afternoon. Ashlyn's own daughter is singing in the group.
I know. My four-year-old is going to grace the stage with her own version of A Tell Me Ma and Molly Malone. So apologies in advance if the words get slightly skewed. But she's got great energy and she's very enthusiastic about it.
Yes. So. And my little grandchild, Flossie, she'll be singing as well. So we're really keeping them going. And there are 16 children altogether, we're hoping. And they've all got a real good grasp of the Irish, the Irish tunes and the songs that everybody at the parade will know.
Yeah.
So, Ashley,
really,
how about we just remind people about David Flynn again?
Yes, and of course. Dave Flynn, he's going to be in Wellington with us from the beginning of next week, rehearsing with the New Zealand String Quartet and our wonderful local trad musicians, Duncan Davidson, M. Griffiths and Anya Gallagher, to pull together this really special concert, Irish Airs and Graces.
Yeah.
So I think we'll play another short tune now. This one is slightly veers away from the traditional Irish music. It's called Slip. It's from one of Dave Flynn's string quartets, and it's a contemporary classical piece, but it's very much got a Irish flavour to it.
Right.
So it'd be interesting for people to pick that out and hear this very different kind of genre. So this is Slip.
Thank you.
beautiful. That track was called Slip. Thank you for introducing that, Ashlyn. That's great. Ashlyn Ryan has been in the studio here with me today. And Ashlyn is, as I said, organising this big event for St. Patrick's Night, 17th of March. And it's a collaboration arranged by David Flynn between Irish and classical music, which I think, it's so lovely to see that new genre coming through. Yeah. And David is coming to Wellington, but he's also playing around the country here, I think, with this.
Yeah.
He's going to Kerry. I know Jerry, you said Jerry's.
That's right, he'll be performing up in Kerry. In fact, we're also going to perform this program in Auckland on the 31st of March.
Brilliant.
So that will all be advertised in the next couple of days.
Are you going to the South Island at all?
No, unfortunately not on this occasion. Dave only has a few weeks left in New Zealand before he goes back to Ireland, where he's the director of the Irish Memory Orchestra. And he'll have 6 months over there working with that orchestra, which they're a really special ensemble. I believe they're the only orchestra in the world who perform only by memory.
Wow.
And he also has a very strong Irish traditional influence with that ensemble as well. So again, it's that blend between classical and Irish traditional, which they really do go together so beautifully.
We should tell Alan Doherty about it, because Alan is the flutist with Grada, and of course he played with the orchestra, including your father.
That's right.
For Lord of the Rings.
That's right. My dad remembers that fondly. Yeah.
And they couldn't get over that he didn't read music.
I know, but that's the amazing thing, that you bring these different musicians with different, very different perspectives and different musical backgrounds, but they always find a common language when they work together.
That's right. Yeah.
So it creates something, a whole new sound.
Oh, that's
so I think it's very
lovely.
Exciting.
Well, we have a lot to learn. And Ashlyn, thank you for bringing that music to the people of Wellington, and indeed Auckland and everywhere else that it's going to be on. Marion is telling us we have probably got about a minute left.
Oh, right.
So we better, half a minute, you say, sorry. I just want to draw your attention to an Irish movie that's opening on St. Patrick's Day. It's called Redemption of a Rogue. Seemingly it was set in Cavan, County Cavan. So really it's meant to be, you know, up there with The Banshee of Inisherin. If anybody liked that, well, the writer Martin McDonagh, who wrote it, this one is not written by him, but somebody who has got the same wacky, brilliant sense of humour. And so that's The Redemption of a Rogue. And of course you're going this afternoon to the Wellington St. Patrick's Day celebration, which is going to be started to Papa at 1 o'clock and end up probably at about 4 or 5 o'clock at Queen's Wharf. And I hope that this will be an amazing week for you all, and that you all wear your green and have a drown your shamrocks really well. And thanks again to our sponsors. Thanks to Marion, Ashlyn, thank you for coming
thanks
in.
Thanks so much for having me. What a pleasure, Alice.
It's been great. It's been lovely. And we'll go out on another track.
Yeah, this final track is called Lost in the Loop. This is played by Dave Flynn himself on guitar, but he has arranged this particular tune for the string quartet and the traditional musicians for Friday's concert. So we look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, that's magic. That's brilliant. Agus loil of Horik, Shona Gutsch Galair.
been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.